Everybody, we left off yesterday in the Gemara on Daf Chof Ches Omer Beis, where the Gemara quoted the pasuk by Orel the Ben Echer, Bohu Ein Oelcha V'Lechel Hu B'Matza U B'Mar. So, what's the definition of Orel? So, this is a machlokes Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi learns Orel. Rashi can't imagine a Jew who doesn't want to perform a Bismillah. It means a Jew who's not allowed to perform a Bismillah because Meisa Echav Machmas Milah. Why is Mesech Machmas Milah? Usually because of hemophilia, because the blood doesn't clot, so he'll bleed to death. They had a newspaper article about 15 years ago, I think, the first time in the history of the world that a baby was born with hemophilia, and they performed the Bris Milah. They cut off the Orla with laser beams. Apparently, when you use laser beams, it doesn't bleed. So there was no issue of hemophilia because they didn't need any blood, clotting of blood. So that's a question whether that's a valid bris milah or not. Under the circumstances, I had no choice. The alternative will be to leave him as an oral. Some achrenim say that you're only yotze bris milah if you cut off the orla by applying pressure. You have to push something. Where'd they get that from? Because the Gemara in Kiddushin, the end of the first parak, talks about Ritzia ben Ebed Ivri. Ritzia ben Ebed Ivri, v'lokach adonim, rotz adonim esosnam ba marzeya. So the Gemara says, do you really need a marzeya? What if you have a different instrument? You don't need a marzeya. The klal is, it has to be, you have to make a hole. V'rotz adonim esosnam, you have to make a hole, not in the soft part. People usually think you make in the soft part. That's not the ear. Osno is the hard part. What do you call it? The hard part is... Forgot what it's called already. There's a word in English.
The hot cartilage.
Pot. Cartilage is the hot pot. Okay, good. So you have to make a hole in the hot pot, and the hole has to be made by if you put the, let's say, some acid that burns a hole through and through. The hole is made in the cartilage, not by applying pressure, but by burning it. So then you're not yotze. That's not called ritzia. So some achrayim thought that just like you're not yotze ritzia. If you make a hole by burning a hole, you have to dafke do it by pressure. So too, if somehow you'll remove the or ha'orla without applying pressure. When you have a knife, so you cut this, a knife, a scissors, a razor, whatever, you're cutting by applying pressure. If you just put a razor on the or ha'orla, it's not going to get cut. You have to apply pressure to cut. So some said that if you succeed in removing the or ha'orla with any stunt, other than b'sam, as opposed to with applying pressure, then you're not yotze bris milah. And others disagree. The Gemara never says a word about how to do bris milah. But over here, this case, the child, the boy, the baby boy was born with hemophilia. It's usually carried by the mothers. That's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah, the Mechaber, and the Ramah. The Gemara only says if there are a few sisters. And two sisters already lost a baby because of hemophilia. He kept on. They did the bris milah, and the baby bled to death. He didn't stop bleeding. So the third one is not. It betrays him. The havich hazaka. So if two sisters lost a baby because of hemophilia, then the third sister should not do a bris milah because maybe her baby also has hemophilia. Now they have a way of telling whether the baby has hemophilia. In the days of the Tanaim, they didn't know. So if you only had one baby dies from hemophilia, one baby dies because of bris milah, so maybe it's hemophilia. You don't know. If two babies, one baby, it's not even called the latest asafik because it's so far-fetched. It's not even called the suffix sarkonis nefoshes. So you do the bris milah on the next baby. But if two babies, even if two different sisters die, then achayas machzikos. So the Mechaber writes, it only runs in the mothers. If you have two brothers, it doesn't run from the father to the children. It only runs from the mother to the children. And the Ramah disagrees. And now they say that they know that the Mechaber is correct. The Ramah is not correct. The hemophilia runs in the females. It doesn't, not transmitted from the male to the children. It's only transmitted from the females to the children. But that's, so that Ramah is against modern science. The Mechaber is like modern science. So Rashi can't visualize a Jew who's an oral. How can it be a Jew who doesn't want to have a bris milah? So Rashi says, machmas milah. You have an adult who wants to eat korban pesach, but he's not allowed to have a bris milah for medical reasons. So nonetheless, even though he's not allowed to have a bris mila, he's still an oral, and he's not allowed to eat korban pesach. And the Bar Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Our Tosfos supports the Rashi. They support Rashi. They don't disagree. But the Tosfos in the beginning of Perek Oral, and in the first Perek in Chagiga, and a few other places, Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, disagrees with Rashi, and Zvachim also disagreed with Rashi. He says, no, he's not supposed to do a bismillah. He's not supposed to do a bismillah. It's not called an oral. Where did the Rabbeinu Tam get that idea from? Because in Gemara, in Perek Oral, the Gemara has a suffix. Katan oral ma'al l'such Hashem l'shal truma. A katan oral means a baby before the eighth day. The father's a kohen, so the baby was on, the baby is a kohen. So if the baby is tomei, so you're not allowed to feed him truma, even though he's a kohen, he's tomei. Or if the baby, let's say, if the baby is tomei, you're not allowed to shmir him with shemen shel truma. If the baby is tohar, then the baby is a kohen, so you're allowed to feed him truma if he's tohar, and you're allowed to shmir him shemen shel truma. So Gemara has a suffix. But what about the baby boy? He's not even 8 days old, so he's a cotton oral. It's before the eighth day, and even if you want to do a bris milah, it wouldn't be chal. The mitzvah to do bris milah only begins at the eighth day. So Gemara has the suffix cotton oral mal l'sucha shem shel truma. A child so young doesn't eat any truma. He just nurses from the mother. He can't eat anything that grows. He can't eat the fruits or vegetables or grain or anything. He's not even 8 days old. But the shal is they want to shmir him shem shel truma. So the baby is tohar. Let's say the baby is tohar, but he's an oral because he don't do the bris mila till the eighth day. So that's the Gemara. The Bavli has an ebayi doleiv shita in Perik Oral where the kot oral muta the sucha shem shel truma arasa. So all the Rishonim quote over there. The Rishalmi says lehakel. Even on the Bavli, it's an ebayi doleiv shita. Since the Rishalmi says lehakel, so the Rishonim say we'll make all on that. So what do you see from that Gemara? Kot noral muta the sucha shemesh al truma the maskanas haYerushalmi. Whenever you're not mechuyif to do the bris milah, so the baby is not called an oral. So if meisa echa machmas milah, not only you're not mechuyif to, you're not allowed to do a bris milah. It's a suffix sakanas nefasha. You're not allowed to do a bris milah. So therefore, that they consider that a kasha against Rashi. How can Rashi say meisa echa machmas milah is an oral? He's not allowed to eat truma. Why is it inferior? Why is it inferior? Why is it machomer? Then mesu, why is mesu ech machmas mila machomer than a cotton oral? So the Rishonim answered that the cotton oral al pidin, the chi of mila doesn't begin till the eighth day. So that's why the Gemara had a suffix. Gemara and the Rishonim comes to maskana. You only called an oral if there's a chi of lamol. The chi of lamol only begins on the eighth day. There is no chi before the eighth day. So that's why it's not called an oral. Mashenikan over here, we're talking about an oral shemesamech machmas mila. He's an adult already. It's after the eighth day. But it's a sakana to do the bris mila. So sakana, that's Kolzman, there's a sakana. He won't do the bris mila. When the sakana will go away, you'll be able to do the bris mila. So that's not the same. By cutting the oral, it's al pidin. He's a gabra la barha. He's it's not hadai la yagir zman ha mitzvah mila till the yom hashmini. But here the adult is after the Yom HaShemini, the Chiv Mila is Chal, but on its Rachmana Patre, it's Sakonis Nefashis, that because Nefesh is Deicha, call it Tarkula, so it's Deicha the Chiv to do the Bris Mila. But it's not that there's no Chiv to do, there is a Chiv, but because Nefesh is Deicha. The Pri Yitzchok has a Maimer on this, the Pri Yitzchok is the Alocha Sefer by Rabitzele Petaburger. He was the rabbi in St. Petersburg for a few years. He was the Rabbi Sol Salanter was the founder of the Musar movement, so he had three most outstanding Talmidim. So the most outstanding was Rabbi Yitzchak Blaser, Rabbi Yitzchak Petaburger, the rabbi in St. Petersburg. Rabbi Sol Salanter is the one who saw to it that he became the rabbi in St. Petersburg. And he was the one, he wrote Shuvas Pri Yitzchak, very strong Shuvas. And he wrote also the Musar. He was the one who popularized the Shita of Rabbi Sol Salanter about Musar. He published Divrei Torah by Rabbi Sol Salanter, and he was the one who was Mefarsim, the whole Shita Samusa. And who were the other most outstanding students of Rabbi Sol Salanter? One was Rabbi Naftali Amsterdam. He used to correspond with the Pri Yitzchak with Rav Yitzchak of Peterburg. He learned in Slabodka later. He learned in Slabodka. and the third one was the Alter from Kelim. What was that? Reb Simcha Zisel Ziv. He founded the Kelim HaTalmud Torah. Kelim HaTalmud Torah was a Chiddush. That was the first Talmud Torah for high school children that had secular studies. It was under the auspices of Rabbi Sol Salant. Rabbi Sol Salant encouraged him to make a Talmud Torah for high school children with secular studies. And he was preparing, having in the book, Tenuas HaMusa. He writes up the whole story. And a fascinating book, Tenuas HaMusa. I remember when the set came out, my father liked it. My father liked it so much, he encouraged me. I was a little boy before Bar Mitzvah. He encouraged me I should read it also. So I read a lot then, when I was a little boy. I read the Tenuas HaMusa. A little bit, maybe rubbed off a little bit. So Rabbi Yitzchak of Peterburg, Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer. I remember when I was a little boy, they used to have pushkas. You would put money in the pushka, and the money would go to Aniyei Eretz Yisrael. And the pushkas for Aniyei Eretz Yisrael always had the picture of Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer on the wrapper, with the long jacket, with the long beard. Yeah, he was quite a big Talmud Chacham. So he has a tshuva where he talks about this machlokes between Rashi and Rabbi Natan, where the Meisa Echem Machmas Mila is prohibited from eating truma, and Oral is not allowed to eat truma. He thinks that it should depend on the following. If a person is Meisa Echem Machmas Mila, if there's a chashash or hemophilia, so does that mean you absolutely never do the bris mila, period? Or you wait till the baby gets stronger and then you do the bris mila? So I think now they would assume you never do the bris mila. You never do it. If he has hemophilia, it's for the rest of his life. Blood is not going to clot. But he, the Pri Yitzchak has a style. He does detective work. When he tries to ascertain what the din is, so he quotes a Rishon, and it's unclear what he said. So he quotes the way all the Rishonim quote it. He quotes as many sources as possible until he figures out what did the Rishon say. He's fantastic in his detective work. So on this Machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, he quotes the Rishonim. It comes out the Rishonim had a Machlekes. This exactly is the Machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. If he say it's only a temporary thing, right now there's a sakana of hemophilia. But you wait till the child gets older and stronger, and then you will do the bris milah. So then it's only a temporary thing. Temporarily, he's weak. So temporarily, he's weak. He can't do the bris milah. So then there is a chiv to do the bris milah, but you can't do it. So then he's called an aro. But if you say permanently, period, this person never gets a bris milah, period, because he's meisach machmas milah, hemophiliac, he's not in the parsha of bris milah. So if it's a din permanently, just this person doesn't have a bris milah, then it means that there's no chiyuv bris milah. So it's not called an oral. Then it should be the same as a tinuk before the eighth day. That's what he thinks that he quotes Rishonim. The Rishonim say that it depends on that. Rishonim say like that. Anyway, that's a famous machlekes Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that if Meisu Echav Machmas Mila, he's not called an Orel, he's only an Orel if there's a Chiv Mila and you're not living up to it. But whenever there's no Chiv Mila, then it's not called an Orel, like Toch Shmoina, there's no Chiv Mila. So then the question is, no, you can't do a Bris Mila Balayla. So if you can't do a Bris Balayla, so let's say, how can you say that an Orel is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach? When do you eat Korban Pesach? Balayla. So Balayla, he's not an Oral, because he's not Mechuyev Lama Balayla, because the Mila will be Pasul. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say, that's a joke. That's a mistake. That's not a Kasha. The din is, there is a Chiyav Mila Balayla. Once you reach the eighth day, there is a Chiyav Mila, Bayoma Balayla. And because there's a Chiyav Mila and the child didn't have the bris yet, he's called an Oral. The din is that Balayla can't do the Kiyam HaMitzvah, but it does mean there's no Chiyav HaMitzvah Balayla. Once it comes to Yom HaShemini, there's a Chiyuv. And it's a chiv that can't be, you can't be mekayimet 24 hours a day. You can only be mekayimet by yom, lo balayla. The mila is only kosher by yom, not balayla. But it doesn't mean that balayla, there's no chiv lamal. There is a chiv lamal, but you can't do the kiyam amitzum. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said over. Tosfos has this famous kasha. I think we mentioned it yesterday or recently. The Gemara in Kiddushin says that the father is mechuyev to see to it that the baby boy has a bris. Mother is not mechuyev. Mother is not mechuyev. So the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. People can hear me?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, good. I have to ignore what it says here. Okay. So, the Gemara learns out from Pasuk that Avraham Avinu was Mal Kasha Tziba Oso Elokim. Kasha Tziba Oso, Oso Velo Oso, that only Avraham Avinu was Nitztava to be Mal Yitzchok and Sori Meno was not Mechuyim. So you learn from the Oso Velo Oso. So Tosis in Kiddushan and Av Chav Tesam and Aleph asked this Kasha, became a very famous Kasha. A lot of young men, when their wife has a baby boy and they say Divrei Torah by the bris, so they talk on this Tosis Kasha and they read for his answer and different answers are given. So Tosis said, Kasha, why do you need a pasuk to establish that the mother is not Mukhiyad in Milos Habein? It's a mitzvah saseh shahaz man groma, because only noig bayom and not balaylo. So mitzvah saseh shahaz man groma, no shema pater. So why do you need a pasuk also below also to say that women are not Mukhiyad? The women are not mechuyev anyway because of mitzvah sesers magram. So different answers are given. So the Shagasari has an answer, and Rav Soloveitchik said it over as follows. It's not exactly the way the Shagasari says it. Rav Soloveitchik was inspired when he read the Shagasari. So he reworded the Shagasari like this. When it comes to Yom HaShmini, then there's a chiyav lomol. The chiyav lomol is for the rest of his life by Yom HaBalayla. Laila is not the zman of the kiyam mitzvah, but Laila, there's still a chiyav mitzvah. If there wouldn't be a chiyav lama balayla, then according to Rabbi Natam, he wouldn't be an oral balayla. You're only an oral that you're also lechel b'tshuma and also lechel b'kotshim and also lehakvar karbonis if there's a chiyav lama. Before the yom hashmini, a kotna oral, before the shmini, mutav asuchel shem shal truma. Why? He's not called an oral. You're only called an oral when there's a chiyav lama, you're not mekayimit. So once it comes to Yom HaShmini, there's a chiyav lamal, permanent chiyav lamal, but the zman kiyam mitzvah is mugbal in zman. So that's Rav Soloveitchik worded it. That's not called a mitzvah, says shahazman gurama. Zman gurama means if the zman is gurim the chiyav, if the chiyav is only bayom, but if the chiyav is bayom, uba laila, just that laila is not a good zman for the kiyam mitzvah. The Mishnah Megillah has, there are some mitzvahs that you can only be mekayim bayom. Some mitzvahs you can only be mekayim balayla. Tkiyah shofar and lulav is only bayom, and matzah and korban pesach is balayla. Sfiras harmer is balayla. Shine. There are mitzvahs. The mikra megillah is bayom and balayla. Two different chiyuvim. First mikra megillah balayla, then mikra megillah bayom. Two different chiyuvim. So that's over here. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. That's not a kasha. According to the Rabbi Natam, that whenever there's no chiyuv lamol, then the child is not called an oral. So there's never a chiyav lamal balaylo, because balaylo it'll be puzzled. So you're not mechuyev. So he said it's not correct. The chiyav lamal, once it comes yom hashmini, the chiyav is bein bayom bein balaylo, and he is an oral bayom or balaylo, because man he doesn't do the bris milah. It's just that balaylo the milah will be puzzled. This man kiyum mitzvah is mugbal. This man kiyum mitzvah is man grama, but the chiyav mitzvah is not called as man grama. Once it comes yom hashmini, there's the chiyav lamal bayom or balaylo, so that's not called man grama. Yeah, Shagasari doesn't exactly say that, but that's what he's leading up to. Anyway, so that's the famous topic of Orel. Orel, the Gemara just mentions the pasuk, so the Rashi and the Tosfos have this machlekes about the din. So again, yes.
Sorry, is the sicha by the shemen, is that Derech HaNason?
Yes, the din, the Rambam writes, Truma has to be consumed, when you give it to the Kohen, it has to be consumed by a Kohen Tahar, whatever is normal. So if it's Shemen Zayas, it's not normal to eat it, it's normal to smear it on the body. it's normal to fry. You can pour a little shemen into soup and pour a little shemen into food. If you're making a kugel or something, you can pour a little shemen zayis. But it's not normal to drink it. If you'll take, let's say, yayin shel truma and you bathe in it, so that's not the normal use. Truma, every truma has an omid limitzvasa. So if it's truma, that's fruits or vegetables, grain, it's omid lachila. If it's truma of wine, it's omid l'shtia. And if it's truma of shemen zayis, then it's omid l'sicha. And if you're going to do shtia on the shemen or sicha on wine or something like that, that's your mevatlet mimitzvasa. Each item of truma, you have to, the kohen has to consume it, b'kedusha v'tahara, according to what it's omid for. Yes. Shemen zayis is omid l'sicha. Yeah. So again, so we left off in the middle of a problem that the Mishnah Chof Chesem and Aleph says, Chomet she'ova olav ha-pesach is also ba'anor, only if it belonged to a Jew. But if it belonged to a goy, shel nochri, is muta ba'anor. Shel Yisrael is also ba'anor. And then it says, shenem ala'iwa l'chosor. How is that? So that's what the Gemara says. They don't understand. Whose opinion is the Mishnah? If you hold like Reb Yude, the Chomet she'ova olav ha-pesach is an isa deraisa, because tlosa groi k'sivi, there are three psukim that say you're not allowed to eat chametz. One goes after chatzos, one goes during the duration of the 7 days of Pesach, bismana when there's chorus, and one goes on chametz she'ova olav ha-pesach. So according to Reb Yude, the pashtus even chametz shel nochri she'ova olav ha-pesach is also osa b'achila osa b'hanor. So the Mishnah can't be Reb Yude. And if it's Reb Yose HaGlili holds chametz b'pesach is muta b'hanor, what do you mean chametz she'ova olav ha-pesach? It can't be more chametz b'pesach. Chametz b'pesach is muta b'hanor. And if it's according to Reb Shimon doesn't believe in the whole din of chametz she'ova olav ha-pesach, period. If a Jew has chametz she'ova olav ha-pesach, it's muta. So that's what the Gemara says. Mani masnisim, lo Reb Yudah, lo Reb Shimon, lo Reb Yosef HaGlili. That was the Gemara's question. And the Gemara said, Betanya, and he quoted this long verse. So that's what the Gemara, that's what we're up to. On the third line from the top. And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Acha Bar Yankeh, if he gives an answer, the Gemara is going to say he backed out from the answer, because it's utterly not correct. So he backed up. So what is the answer that he thought for a while till he realized that it's wrong? Amar Rav Acha Bar Yankeh, v'li'olam Reb Yudah. The Mishnah goes like Reb Yudah, that there is a din d'araisa chametz she'ova olav ha-pesach. However, just like there's a din by Bal Yeroah, shalchoy atarah, aval atarah shal acherim shal gavoya. Acherim means goyim. That's how Rashi wrote earlier. Acherim means nochrim. So just like there's no Bal Yeroah chametz shal nochri, even b'shus ha-Yisrael, unless kibul olav achrayis. But if lo kibul olav achrayis, there's no Bal Yeroah, so too, there's no Yisra achila on chametz shal nochri. So why does it only say chametz she'ova olav ha-pesach? No, so the Gemara says, no, bidinu delisni, should really say in the Mishnah that according to Rabbi Yudah, chametz shal nochri is muta b'achila b'pesach. Not only muta b'hano'a, by over all of our Pesach, should be muta b'achila, and not only by chametz she'ova olav ha-pesach, chametz b'pesach is muta b'achila, muta b'hano. But the Mishnah wanted to tell you the chiddush of chametz shel Yisrael, she'ova olav ha-pesach is also b'hano, so he gives you in contrast, chametz shel nochri is muta. But not only, according to Rabbi Yudah, not only is there no din of chametz she'ova olav ha-pesach al chametz shel nochri, there's no isra achila, there's no isra hano, al chametz shel nochri, even b'pesach, because there's a comparison, yalef sor d'achila misor d'riya, mar sor d'riya, with respect to Bal Yeroah by Motzei. Sor means chametz. Just back with respect to Bal Yeroah by Motzei. The Avad Rasha, shel choya, atarah v'la atarah, shel acherim, if it belongs to a goy, there's no Bal Yeroah. So to absor d'achila, even with respect to eating, shel choya, atarah v'echel, av'la atarah v'echel, Shalachirim and Shalgavoy. You're permitted to eat Chomet Shalgoy. So here Taisus asks Akasha, the top Taisus, that's ridiculous. What do you mean? The Goy gives me Chomet on Pesach, gives me a cookie, I'm going to eat it. He gives me the cookie, so it's mine? I'm kind of the cookie? Elamai, I stole the cookie from the Goy. He didn't give it to me. It's not mine. Yeah, but once I steal the cookie and I start eating it, then I'm a ganav, I'm chai b'achrayis. So chemtzu shal akum shekibul olav achrayis. So then there's a din about Yeroah by Matzah. That was the Gemara in the first parak. So here it wasn't kibul olav achrayis, but the Torah says that the gazlan is chay b'achrayis of the dova hanigzal. So So here, if the Jew stole the chametz from the goy, once he starts to eat it, so then it's chay bach rayas, the havi kishalo, then you violate bal yirah bal yimotzei. So how can the Gemara say that since chametz is shalakim, there's no bal yirah bal yimotzei? So who adinami? Yalip sor dachilam yisor deria. My sor deria with respect to bal yirah. Shalacherim is mutter. There's no bal yirah chametz shalakim. So too, there's no isra achila, no isra no chametz shal. So that's what Tosfos asks. So very strange. Rabbi Chana of Asman makes a comment over here. It's not to be understood. What if someone invites me to eat at his home? So there's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch and Ebn Ezer. I'm a guest in someone's home. He invites singles, boys and girls singles. So a boy and a girl strike it off. They become friendly. And the boy wants to marry the girl. So he takes a piece of chicken that he has on his plate and he gives it to the girl. He says, Hari emekadeshesli bebos hazeh. So is that considered his? When I invite guests to eat in my home, have boys and girls eating my home, and I put the food in the plate in front of them, am I maknan the food to the guests? Or am I just giving them permission to eat the food that I'm giving them? They're eating my food, but there's no isa lo sigzel. There's only an isa lo sigzel if there's kpeda, a makpeda that you shouldn't eat it. But if I give it permission to eat it, so there's no lo sigzel, but it still doesn't belong to you. So that's a discussion, Ebn Ezer. A boy and a girl are visiting by a third person, and he served the meal, and the boy wants to marry the girl, so he gives the girl a piece of kugel that's on his plate, or a piece of chicken on his plate. He gives it to the girl and says, Hari emukadesh esli bebos hazeh. So do we assume that the balabayas was makna the food to the guest, or do we just assume that he gave him permission to eat it, but he wasn't makna to the guests? Or even if you assume he was makna to the guest, let's say the guy gives me a cookie on Pesach, and I say, I can't take the cookie, it's against my religion. We have a dinner by your rabbi matzah, but I can eat the cookie. If you give me permission to eat your cookie, that's okay. He gives me permission. He wanted to give me the cookie be matona. Then I say, I don't want to be kaina. You're not kaina bal korchacha. The person doesn't want to be kaina. He's not kaina bal korcha. He doesn't want the gift. So he says, But give me permission to eat the cookie. So I have permission to eat the goy's cookie. So there's no ding zela. Zela is only if I take without his authorization. If he gives me permission to take, then there's no zela. So he can't say, once I start chewing it, so I'm chayev bachrayis, a gazlan becomes chayev beonsin, it's chayev bachrayis of the chayev zela. Let's say I stole someone's car and I drive away with it. A person went into the store and he left his keys in the car. And I jump into the car and I turn the keys and I drive away. So I stole the car. I made a Kenyan Meshicha. I stole the car. So I have a Kenyan Gzela. Then I get into a crash with the police. I crash into the police car. Okay, they're chasing after me. So I'm Chai Beyonson because I stole the car. Karka and an Gzela, but the car is Metaltalim. So since I made a Kenyan Gzela, I made Meshicha. So that's a Kenyan Gzela. So once you did a Kenyan Gzela, you're Chai Beyonson. So Tosa says, if I stole chometz from the goy and I start eating it, so then I made a kinyan gzela by stealing it. Then when I start eating it, so it's worthless. So I'm chay beyonson. I'm chuyif to pay. So since I'm chay beyonson, so then it should be like kibbol olav achrayis. Chemtzah shalakim shekibbol olav yisrael achrayis. He's even bal yirah by matzah. So here it's not kibbol olav achrayis. The Torah imposes the chiyav achrayis because he's a gazlan. A gazlan is chay beyonson. That's what it means. Torah imposes a chiyav achrayis, chiyav onsen, on him. So that's Tosfos kasha. So Rabbi Chana said, I didn't understand what the kasha is. Why is it a kasha? The goy wants to give me a matana, a cookie. So I say, I can't take the cookie. It's my holiday. So the goy says, okay, don't take the cookie to acquire ownership. It'll be my cookie. I give you permission to eat it. So Rashi says, then it's muta. That's according to Rav Acha ben Yankif. The Rabbi Yudas Yalav Sard Achilim is Sard Diriyah. Ma Sard Diriyah Shal Chayat Arayah Aval At Arayah Shal Acherim. Chamash Shal Goy, there's no Bal Yirah Bay Motzi. So too, Chamash Shal Goy, there's no Yisrael Chidi can eat it on Pesach. What's so bad? Why does Tosfos say it's impossible to have a case? Why is it impossible? Very strange. Very strange why Tosfos holds that. I'm kind of Bal Korchi. Why? Very strange. I thought Rabbi Chana was right. Yeah, I don't know why the Rishonim don't. There's so many different. There's a Tosfos Shantz and a Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ran. They all quote this Tosfos, and nobody says what Rabbi Chana says. That Pashta said that Rabbi Chana is right. Well, why does the Tosis hold that? It has to be that I'm kind of very shvet. Anyway, go ahead.
Sorry, like a kinyan chatzer in the mouth or in the throat?
Kinyan chatzer, if I want to be kinyan. If I want to be kinyan. Chatzer is not kinyan bal korchi. Chatzer is kinyan bal korchi if I'm a ganef. A ganef means that if I had no permission to take it, then the Torah imposes a chiyuv onza. The guy gave me permission to take it. To take it, I say I can't take it. It's against my religion. We have a din about you. I say I give you permission to eat it. He gives me permission. So there is no kinyan gzeila. I had permission to eat it, but I didn't have. He didn't give it to me to be kinder because I told him it's against my religion. It's a din about you by matzah. So why did Tosis find it so difficult? I don't know. Why is it so difficult to understand? Anyway, so that's the first pshat. Rabacha Bayankiv says the Mishnah goes Lolam Rabbiudihi, and this wild idea, we all have sur de achilam is sur de ri, masur de ri shall alatara shalachairim, chomet shall go, it is no baluroe, av sur de achil shall hoy atoech alavalata eichel shalachairim. If the chomet belongs to Akum, then it's mutam. So why does the Mishnah only give by chomet shall over all of our pesach mutabah? No, it should say chomet be pesach. Is muta b'achila? We didn't hudi boiler the misna filu b'achila nami shari. Why does it say b'hano? Really b'achila is muta. However, I did a ton of the Israel also b'hano tarnami the nachri also muta b'hano. We didn't hudi boiler the misna filu b'tochs mana muta b'hano. Should have said even bit pesach. Why only chomet shalom pesach? Chomet bit pesach is muta b'hano muta b'achila and pesach. If you hold the olive sword, the achila misur deria. However, I did it on the Yisrael Lachas Manatar, and I'm in Nachri Lachas Manashem. So funny pshat, and the Gemara is going to say he's going to back up. Gemara has later on the daf, the Rabacha Bayankif, or Hodabe, here it is, about 13 lines from the bottom of Chav Tesum and Aleph, in the middle of the line of Hodabe Rabacha. The next line begins with the two words Bayankif. Hodale Rabacha Bayankif, Me'ahi. He backed out from this, and the Gemara is going to take Telom and Beis. So Rabacha Bayankif backed out, it doesn't make sense. Shalachirim, there's no Balyura by Matze, but why should it be Shalachim? There shouldn't be Balyura, there shouldn't be an Israachila. If he comments that belongs to a guy, why should he say there's no Israachila? Of course there's an Israachila. So he backed out. Good. So he backed out. So what's Pshat in the Mishnah? So Rava Omar. Where is Rava? Rava Omar, different pshat, and that's the only pshat, because Rabbi Acha Bayanka backed out, so you only left with Rava. Rava Omar, the Olam in the Mishnah goes like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds it's not pasuk to say Chomet Shalav Pesach is Aser. Reb Shimon, Knosa, Kon is Hal, Rava Alev, Bal Yerav, Bayim Otze. It's a Knas Min Derabbana, Chomet Shalav Pesach. So the Knas only makes sense if it's Chomet Shal Yisrael. But if a Goy had the Chomet on Pesach, there is no Din Daraisa of Chomet Shalav Pesach. And the penalty of the Rabbanon doesn't apply because the guy didn't violate any aver. Yeah. So let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara, Bishleim Ali Rabba Hanik Tony Shal Yisal Asim Shum Shanamar. The Gemara just changed it. And the Mishnah says Shanamar, and the Gemara changed to Mishum Shanamar. Mishum Shanamar means, a pasuk and it's a dinder. Mishum Shanamar means it's a dinder Rabbanon based on the pasuk. So that's what the Gemara changed the Girsa. So that's what they say. Bishleima le Rava. The line begins with the word Bishleima, around 18 lines from the top. Bishleima le Rava. According to this pshat, Rava pshat hanik tani shali saw lasa mishum shenama lo yiroi lecha. Because the Jew violated by Rava by matzim and ator, that's why we penalize him. And the chamas is also bachila b'hanos. So that's what the Mishnah means. Ela the racha bayankiv. So the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda, that Chomet Shavu'el HaPesach is an Issa Deraisa. So, Mishum Lo Yochel Chomet Meboile. Why they quote Le'iroa Lecho? I should say Mishum Lo. There are three psukim. That's what Gemara said. Kolosei Kroi Ksivi Anchov Chesam based. There are three psukim. So the Shura quoted Mishum Lo Yochel Chomet Meboile. And for the Gemara, Misabris HaSeifu Koi. You think that pasuk shenema goes on the sefer that what chemtzo shel Yisrael asa b'hano shenema la'iro l'chosor. So that's the wrong pasuk. No hamo. If you're talking about the penalty of the rabban, what did Gemara say again? Ela rabacha bayankif. if according to Rav Nachman, a Mishnah only goes Aliba de Rav Yehuda, so Chomet Shavah La Pesach is not also because of a penalty by Rabbi Matz. It's an Issa Deraisa. So why does it say by Rabbi Matz? It's the same Mishum Shenema Lo Yisachal Kol Machmetzes Lo Yisachelu. Mishum Lo Yechol Chametz Ben Boile. Should have quoted one of the three Psukim. And for the Gemara Misavis HaSefer Koi, you think that that line Shenema goes on the Sefer Chemtzu Shal Yisrael. And you're asking, you should say Shenemar, the other pasuk called Machmetzes Lo Yisachelu. No, Reishit Koi. It goes on the Reishit. Chemtzu Shalak and Mutav Achikamer. Chemtzu Shalak Mishav Lapes and Mutav Manam Shem Shem Leivu Alecho Shalchoy Atarav Latar Shalachirim Yal Sard Achilim Misar Deriya. So this Machlekes Rav and Rav Acha Bayankif is Azdu Litamay. They go to Shitosim. We know that they argue about that. The Itma. We have the following brayse. Is there a din of chametz shavah la pesach achemtzu shel goy? What's the din according to Rav Yehuda? So Rav Amaloike, Rav Acha Vayankev Amaloike, Rav Amaloike, lo yalef Rav Yehuda sor dachil misor deriya. Why should I say that if it belongs to goy, there's no violation of Bal Yerod by Matzi? There is. If it belongs to goy, This is correct. There's no violation. But there's osa bachil and osa bano. So that's where Rava holds. Chemtze shalakim. There is no yafusa. There's no connection between bal yirua. Just like there's no bal yirua, chemtze shalakim. So too, there's no isar achilak. There is no such thing. He doesn't hold from that. Rabbah Bayankva holds like Rabbah Bayankva. Ain't a loike. If you eat it or you get out, no, ain't a loike. Why? Because Yalev sard achilim is sard deriya. Since shalacher mataraya, there's no bal yirah chemtzu shalakim. So huadinami, there's no isar achila either. Then the Gemara says, Rav Acha Bayankev backed out from his shita. Hadaber Rav Acha Bayankev me'ahi d'tanya. What's the din of the ila? A person is nena min ahegdish. He has to pay Karen B'chaymish and bring Asham Me'ilos. So the Shaila is, what if somebody is Magdish a loaf of bread before Pesach? Loaf of bread, that's Chametzdik. So Hegdish doesn't have to burn the bread. There's no Bal Yirah for Hegdish. La'irah l'cho Chometz, la'irah l'cho Sor. So Shalchoy Yatarah, Eval Atarah Shalachirim. If the Chometz belongs to Goy, there's no Bal Yirah. If lo kibul olav achrayis, the Jew is not mekabel achrayis. Chemtzu shal akum. Acherim means it belongs to a goy. If it belongs to gavoya, belongs to hegdish, then there's no bal yira. So the Gemara says, Rav Acha Bayankev backed out. How do you know? Mehahi de Tanya. He backed out because of the following price. Elchu homet shal hegdish b'moyeh moal. If a person eats chomet shel hegdish, she is chayv to pay kerem chomish and moal and bring asham eilus. Moal. The yeshomim loy moal. And some tanoim disagree. They hold that there's no meila. So Gemara asks, Rav Acha Bayankev backed out from this funny limud. That Yalev sor de achilam is sor de riyah. Doesn't make sense. Tanya, echol chomet shal hegdish b'moed. There's no bal yiroah, not on chomet shal akum, not on chomet shal gavoya. Shal chol yator avalator shal achir and shal gavoya. So chomet shal hegdish, there's no bal yiroah. So does that mean that there's no iser eating chomets? If you eat chomet shal hegdish, not over on the iser of a chorus of eating chomets. Echol chomet shal hegdish b'moed. What's the din? Moal. Yeshamim lo imoal machleg satanim, whether there is meila, there's not meila. Yeshamim lo imoal. So the Gemara says, man yesham who? What's the machleg? Is why should there be a machleg? Is whether yes or no, whether moal or not? So the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Nachunim, and Akani, he did Tanya. What is the original din of Kom Leib de Rabbeinu? The original din is based on a pasuk in by Yikra, Rashi quotes that it says. Ki inotzu anoshim v'nokfu isha hara. Two people are fighting with each other, And the Gemara comments on Baba Kamba, Benitzut Shebemisa HaKosma Dab, they're fighting for real. They're fighting to kill each other. They're fighting for real, for blood. And whoever's going to beat out the other one is going to kill him. It says, and they bumped, as they're interested in killing each other, so they accidentally bumped into the Isha Me'uberes, and she lost the pregnancy. So there's a din of Dmei Vlodis. You have to pay, the one who causes a woman to lose her fetus has to pay to the father of the baby. So it says that the payment of the Dmei Vlodis is only Veloya Asan. Veloya Asan means the baby died, the uber, the fetus died, but the woman didn't die. The Masan, yeah, but if the woman loses her life, and then you say, come Lebid Rabmine. Since there's a chiyav misa, when you kill an uber, there's no chiyav misa. That's the mocker. How do you know? The Gemara says that benoach nerag al ha'ubrin. If a goy performs an abortion, he's chiyav misa. How do they know that a goy performs an abortion, chiyav misa? The Gemara says, based on the pasuk in the end of Parshas Noach, that it says, shafech dam ha'adam, ba'adam damo yishafech. After the Mabul, all of mankind had reached such a low that HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt he has to destroy the whole world. So the whole din of Lo Sirtzach, that you chayv misa if you murder someone, is based on the assumption that man is created B'Tzalem Elokim. That's the, we mentioned, the Meiri quotes, and the Meiri has an introduction to Shas. I have an old edition, I have my father's edition of the Meiri and the Dorim. So the old edition, the European edition, has the Hakdama to the comment to Shas in the beginning of the Dorm. Because in the days of the Gaonim, the Limud began with Nedarim. They would begin with Nedarim. I don't know why. Now they move the introduction of the Miri to Shas is printed in the beginning of Brachas. They have the Miris on so many, on almost all the Masechtas. I don't think they have on all the Masechtas, almost all the Masechtas. And they have the Hakdama instead of putting in the beginning of the Dorm. Now they put in the beginning of Brachas. So in the Hakdama to Shas, he quotes a Medrash that the Aseres Adibus were five and five, the different opinions. One opinion, all the Aseres Adibus, Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Hasini, Shnei Luchas Abanim Harid Biyadai. So how much was written on one Luach, how much was written on the other Luach? So usually assume 1 to 5 was written on one and 6 to 10 was written on the other one. But the other Midrashim don't agree. They say no. All Aseres Adibus were written, each one of the Luchas was a cube, and each Aseres Adibus were written on all four sides of the cube, on both of the cubes. It was an Amo Alamo Alamo. Each of the Luchas was a cube. So the whole Aseres Adibus appeared 8 times, 4 times on the 4 walls of this cube, 4 times on the wall of the other cube. But the Miri quotes a Medrash, that is the way we have on the Parechas, and we have 1 to 5 on one Luach and 6 to 10 on the other Luach. So then the Medrash says, continues to say, that number 6 corresponds to number 1 and number 7 corresponds to number 2 and so on. Number 1 says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists and he's the God, he controls the whole world. And the first, in number 6, which is Muchumin Kenega, number 1 says, Lo Sirtzach, you're not allowed to kill a human being because human beings have Tzelem Elokim, even the Goyim have Tzelem Elokim, and it's as if you're killing someone who has a Tzelem Elokim. So if you're starting up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a violation of Anochi Hashem Elokecha if you kill a human being, because man was created with Tzelem Elokim. Then the second one says, you're not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. That corresponds to Lo Sinuf, like when a woman is married, so she's not permitted to run around with anybody other than a husband. She's married to a husband. So we are married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not allowed to worship any Avodah Zarah. God is a jealous God, Kikel Kana Hashem. He's a jealous God, just like you have sometimes a jealous husband. He doesn't want his wife to talk to any other men. He doesn't want his wife to look at other men. Some people are very obsessive about that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makpid, Kikel Kana Hashem. He doesn't want us to worship Avodah Zarah, even though it's a big joke. But the Rebbe Shalom doesn't consider it a joke. He's a jealous God. He doesn't want us to worship Avodah Zarah. So the Again, so there's a machlokes hatanaim here. Ha'echol chomet shel hegdish, a person eats. Someone donated a loaf of bread, chomizdike bread, to hegdish. Hegdish doesn't have to destroy it before Pesach comes because it's not by yura, by matzeh. Shel acher mishel gavoya. If it belongs to God, you don't have to destroy it unless kibbul olav achrayis. If it belongs to hegdish, you don't have to destroy it. It's like kibbul olav achrayis. So there's no bali rabbi matzah. So the question is, if a person ate it on Pesach, so normally when a person eats hegdish b'shegig, has to give keren b'chaymish. How much is chaymish? Chaymish is 25% more. Let's say he ate a bun, a bread, he ate a piece of bread. This piece of bread would cost a dollar. If you would buy such a big bagel, a gigantic bagel, it costs a dollar. So you have to give, and he ate it b'shegig. So you have to give keren, you have to give a dollar. The chaimish is another quarter. You have to give a dollar 25. Why is chaimish? We usually say chaimish is a fifth. So the Gemara says, yeah, it's one fifth. When you add on 25 cents to the dollar, the 25 cents is one fifth of the sum total of a dollar and a quarter that you're giving. We would have said, you add 25%. You have a quarter. Yeah, you add a quarter. But in biblical Hebrew, that's called Chomesh, Maisiv Chomesh. So you have to give, whenever you moil behegdish, you give Keren, the Chomesh, your Maisiv Chomesh, and you have to bring Asham Me'ilos, a Korba Me'ilos. There's six Ashamas, one of them is Asham Me'ilos. Yeah. So here, if you eat Chomesh, but Pesach, there's a machlekes hatanaim, whether there's a din of me'ilo. Why? What's the machlekes all about? So Rabbi Yechanan interprets going to be a machlekes hamaraim. What is the machlekes? The Brisa doesn't explain what the machlekes hatanaim is, whether yeshamim, it says mo'al v'yeshamim loy mo'al. What's the machlekes? Man yeshamim. What's the issue over here? Why should it be loy mo'al? Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Nchonyi ben Akana, he did time, Rabbi Nchonyi ben Akana, ha'esis, yam kippurim b'shabbos, what does that mean? So Rashi explained, there's a Mishnah in Bava Kamma. A serf gedisha shel chaver b'Shabbos. If I burn down the barn of my next door neighbor on Shabbos, so I'm an odom amazik. If I burn down your barn on the weekday, any other day, Sunday through Friday, I have to pay for burning down the barn. If I burn it down on Shabbos, because I did a malacha, so the malacha makes it that it's kam lebe derabbinei. And that's what we learned that from the pasuk. So if you kill an uber, you're not chayv misa. So then there's no kam lebe derabbinei. But if you killed imasan, im lo ye osan, only the uber died, but the woman didn't die. Imasan yev, and asatan nevish tachas nevish. If the woman died, then there's a chayv misa, because he killed the woman. A woman is not an uber. If you kill an uber, there's no chayiv misa. You killed a human being, you chayiv misa. So then you say that there's kam lebe derabbanan, ain't on a mesa mishalim. Since he's chayiv misa for killing the isha, so therefore there's no chayiv tashlumen to pay for the dmei velodes. So the Mishnah has this din of the Mishnah has the din of serve kedisha shel chaver b'Shabbos. What if you serve kedisha shel chaver b'Yom HaKippurim? So Ram Duchuni Merakone Hayoses Yom Kippurim Kishabbos. He holds that Yom Kippur, where there's Yom Kippur, if you do Malach on Yom Kippur, there's no Chiyuv Misa. There's only a Chiyuv Kares, but there's no Chiyuv Misa. So he holds that just like Misa patas from Mammon, so to Kares patas from Mammon as well. Yeah. There's a din that Malkus also, Machlokes Rav Meir Nachachamim. Rav Meir holds Adam Loike Mishalim, that just because he Chayiv Malkus, it doesn't pata from a Chiyuv Mammon. Let's say a person is doing an Averet for which he's Chayv Malkus simultaneously with his making a Hezek. The Mishnah has like this. Yesh Charish Talam Echad, a person plows the ground. And he gets eight times Malkus by plowing the ground. Yeah. So let's say he's plowing the ground and he's making a Hezek with the plow. He's Samen Odom Amazik. And simultaneously with the Odom HaMazik, I'm ruining someone else's property because I'm using this electric plow. So at the same time, I'm planting kilayim. So I get malchus for planting kilayim. So if, whenever there's malchus, so we pass an eid on them mishalim. Just like misa patas from mamin, so too malchus patas from mamin. Ramei holds adam loikem mishalim, malchus does not patas from mamin. But we don't accept Ramei's opinion. We paskin misa patas from mamin, malchus patas from mamin. There's a difference, however, between commonly with the rabbi named misa and mamin and malchus and mamin. Misa and mamin, there's a ton of the bechiskia. There's a brisa from chiskia's yeshiva. The bei chiskia means chiskia's yeshiva. So there's a brisa from chiskia's yeshiva that says that even Chayvei Misa Shogigim, even if he's Machal Shabbos B'Shogig, he's not going to get the death penalty. He didn't do it B'Mezid, or there was no Hasra, or B'Zman Hazeh, that you don't administer Din in the Farshas. He still said, Kam Levi D'Rab Minei. Since he did an act of Chil Shabbos, theoretically, there should have been a Chayvei Misa, even though the Maisa B'Poel Mamish there isn't, because he did the Chayvei Misa B'Shogig, or bisman shein beis hamigdash kayim, or the no smuchim and the no din in the fashas, unless you have a kohen oved in the beis hamigdash. So still you say kam levi derab minei. By malchus and momin, it's a machleg sabiach and rishlokish. We paskin that you don't say kam levi derab minei unless he actually gets the malchus. You don't say chayvi malchus shogigim aros apturim and atashlumin. Chayvi misa shogigim apturim and atashlumin. Chayvi malchus shogigim anat apturim and atashlumin. Yeah, we started to say the din of Lasirtzach is because man was created b'tzelem elokim. So we said from the Meiri. The Meiri quotes a medrash that the Aseres Adibros, six corresponds to one, and seven on the second luach corresponds to two on the first luach, and six corresponds to one. That there's a din Lasirtzach is number six because all mankind have b'tzelem elokim. So at the occasion of the Mabul, the people had sinned so much, they had destroyed their own Tzelem Elokim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed all of mankind. So one might have thought mistakenly that since mankind has such a low level of Tzelem Elokim, they ruined it, so maybe there's no longer a Chayav Misa for murdering someone. He doesn't have enough of a Tzelem Elokim to be Mechayav Misa. So that's why after the Mabo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to repeat the din. So he says, Shafech dam ha'adam ba'adam dam ha'yishav ha'kib etzelem alakim asa sa'adam. Even though on the occasion of the Mabul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrated that the human beings are on such a low level of tzelem alakim, they don't deserve to live, but kib etzelem alakim asa sa'adam. There is still enough tzelem alakim that there should be an isel or sirtzach. So the Gemara has a comment, Shafech dam ha'adam kama ba'adam dam ha'yishav. A person kills Shafech dam ha'adam, one who kills someone else, but Adam Dami Shafer gets Mises Bezen. That's the Pashup shot. So the Torah Shabbal Peh has an additional level of interpretation. Shafech Dam Ha Adam Ba Adam Dama Yishafer. If he killed an Uber who's inside the body of another person, who's Ezu Adam Shahuba Adam Habiyam is a Uber. If a guy kills a fetus, guy does an abortion. So then the goy is chayv misa. How do you know it's only a goy? Maybe a Jew who kills a fetus is also chayv misa. The Mishnah in Nida says not. The Mishnah says that tinikem ben yom echad ahorga neregolov. If a baby is one day old, means it was born already. If someone kills him, it's chayv misa. So how did the Gemara know that pasuk, the Rishonim and Achronim ask it? How did the Gemara know? How did the Mishnah know that the din of Shafech dam ha'adam ba'adam, if you kill an Uber inside another Adam, yichayv misa, dama yishafech, how do you know that it only applies to Umas HaOlam? Maybe it applies to Israel also. So the answer is, the Meiri gives this answer, and the Stechemic quotes that Rav Shlomo Levilna said the answer, but it's already in the Meiri, they didn't have the Meiri. Meiri says, you see from the institution of the Dmei Velodos, that ki natsa nashem enakva yishar v'yotzu yoladeha, the Uber died, the fetus died, so then the one who caused her to have the miscarriage has to pay the mevelotis. But in masan yeh, dem enasata nefesh tachas nefesh. If the woman loses her life, then you say kam levi derab minei. So why don't you say kam levi derab minei because the fetus lost its life? He killed the fetus. So you see that on the fetus, there's no chiyav misa. So be'achreach, you have to say that the pasuk that says in the end of Parshas Noach, Shafech dam ha'odam ba'odam. If you kill a fetus, yichayv misa. That's only by Bnei Noach, but by Israel, if you kill a fetus, kill an Uber, you're not chayv misa. And that's a further machlokes. But there is an iser there is an Isser. So the question is, what's the nature of the Isser? The Isser is because of Ritzicha, but since the baby wasn't born yet, so it's not a full Ritzicha. Or do you say, no, there is no Ritzicha. He's not called the Nefesh, Shafech Nefesh Adam. Maybe he's not called the Nefesh until he's born. Calls man is a fetus, and it's not called Shvichas Domim, he's not a Nefesh. And it's an Isser of Chavola. Maybe it's not an Isser Ritzicha, it's an Isser Chavola. Let's say a person cuts off his finger for no good reason. If a person has trouble from the finger and we're afraid it's going to cause sickness or something, and he'd rather live with four fingers and not have any trouble than live with five fingers and look normal, and he's going to have every month, he's going to have to go to the hospital, he's going to have trouble with the finger. So then there's no iser to cut off the finger. You're not allowed to be chayvul b'chaver, you're not allowed to be osaladam lachbal b'yatzmo, you're not allowed to be chayvul b'chaver, chayvul b'yatzmo, if you don't have a good cause. But if you have a good reason, that's what surgery is all about. People do, everybody does surgery. You cut out, you take out the tonsils, and you take out the, people take out the gallbladder, whatever, take out the appendix. Whenever there's a problem, you do surgery. So if a woman is pregnant, And you take out the uber, you kill the fetus. So that's an isa chavola. So that's a big. That's the shaila. We assume that to perform an abortion is certainly an isa deraisa. There are three different opinions in Achrayim. The Stechemen has a lot about this. He quotes one opinion: Rabbi Yanke Femner holds that abortion is muta legamre. Other opinion: abortion is an isa derabbanan. And the Pashto says that abortion is an isa deraisa. But the Machlekes, the discussion in the Rishonim is, what is the Issa Deraisa? Is it an Issa Ritzicha? Even though the baby was not born, it's an Issa Ritzicha. But it's an Issa Ritzicha where there's no Chiyav Misa. Otherwise, they would always become Levi Derab Mineh, and you would never have to pay the Mevelotis. So the fact that sometimes you do pay the Mevelotis, you only don't pay the Mevelotis a Masa year. If the woman dies, then it's Hatan Nevesh Tachas Nefesh, because Harigas Isha, the Isha is already born. She's not an Uber, so that's going to be Misa. That's going to become Levi Derab Mineh. Yeah. So that's how we know. That's how we know that what? That Ha'origas Ha'uber, Shefech Tam Ha'odam Ba'odam, is an Issa Deraisa, is only by Bnei Noach. By Israel, there is no such, there is no Chiyav Misa. By killing an Uber, there's no Chiyav Misa. But the Chuvis and Achrayim discuss, it's an Issa Deraisa, we assume. To kill an Uber is an Issa Deraisa, but that's a big discussion. Is it an Issa Ritzicha? So the only time you would be mater an abortion is when the mother's life is in danger, because then we consider the fetus as a roidef, that's the Rambam. Or would you say, no, whenever it's medically recommended, whenever it's healthier for the woman. Let's say I have a finger. I look normal, I have five fingers on my hand. And one finger is causing me trouble, so I want to cut off the finger, so it won't cause me any medical problems. So we assume that that's muta. You're permitted to do surgery to cut off a limb if it's to make life more comfortable. We even assume that cosmetic surgery is muta. Most assume cosmetic surgery is muta. A person looks ugly and they want to do surgery on their face. They should be better looking. So not only because there's a medical consideration. If the person looks awful, we'll make a lot on that too. Yeah. So that's right. When would we permit an abortion? Only if the mother's life is in danger, that's when we permit an abortion, or whenever it's medically recommended. Let's say the woman is pregnant with a very sick fetus and she's going to have aggravation from that baby for years and years. Going to have a sick baby on her hands for years and years. So if the issue is only chavola, so here it's medically recommended for the well-being of the mother. She doesn't want to have to take care of this sick baby for the rest of the baby's life. She'll be the rest of her life. But if it's an issue ritzicha and the only heter is because the baby is a roidef, so they're only allowed to perform an abortion if you're going to save the mother's life. If it's for some other medical consideration, then it wouldn't be muta. So that's the big shan. So the Rambam says that it's Ritzicha and it's only Muta because he's saving the mother's life. So it sounds like the simple reading of the Rambam, every abortion is an Issa Ritzicha. So there's a famous Sefer. What's the name of the Sefer? You have it over here. The Shabbos Shetuvah is Torah's Chesed. Torah's Chesed has two chavokim, chelik alef is Arachayim, chelik beis is Eben Ezra. And Torah's Chesed, Eben Ezra, chelik Eben Ezra, he has two tshuvas about abortions. So he's the one who comes up with this idea. He thinks that even according to the Rambam, who holds that it's an Issa Ritzicha, and the only had to do the Ritzicha is when the mother's life is in danger. Because then we consider the fetus like an Uber. So the Rambam only said it if she's already in labor. But before she goes into labor, even the Rambam would agree that it's only an Issa Chavola, not an Issa Ritzicha. Or he's not sure whether the Rambam only, the Rambam happens to be talking about a case, Muberes HaMekasha Leide. So maybe the Rambam only holds, maybe has a chiddush, that killing the fetus is an Issa Ritzicha only once she's already in labor. Then the baby is already detached from the mother. So he has his, he's on his way out. So that's why it's already a bal chai bifnei atzma. It's a nefesh bifnei atzma. Either that or perhaps even earlier than that, but only after she already entered the ninth month. But if it's a dain lekola lechadoshov, it's still a nefel. It's not yet a full-term pregnancy. Full-term pregnancy is in the days of the Gemara, it was assumed Yoledes Letisha, Ein Yoledes Lemukutoin. In the days of the Gemara, they assumed that it's not a full-term pregnancy unless you had 9 months each month with 30 days. That doesn't correspond to the calendar. In the Jewish calendar, every other month has 29 days, every other month has 30 days. But over here, it doesn't go 9 months on the Jewish calendar. It's 9 months, each month has 30 days, in other words, 270 days. If the pregnancy was already past 270 days, then it's called kolo lechadoshev. Anything less than that is called lo kolo lechadoshev. So in the days of the Gemara, that was the accepted psak, that you're led this, in the days of the Gemara, they assumed that there are two kinds of pregnancies. There's a nine-month pregnancy, and there's a seven-month pregnancy. The Rishonim already say, in Shulchan Aruch says, we don't know what that means. We have no idea. The Ritva says, we don't know what that means. We never heard of such a thing that it's a seven-month pregnancy. The Gemara says, when a baby is born in the eighth month, you don't know, is it a premature nine-month pregnancy or is it a post-mature seven-month pregnancy? If it's a post-mature seven-month pregnancy, then it's post-mature. Then it's a bar kayoma. But if it's a premature nine-month pregnancy, so a premature baby is an eifel. So it'll be differences in halacha. There'll be differences in halacha. The Gemara tells you, how can you tell? When a baby is born in the eighth month, if it's a post-mature seven-month pregnancy, then the baby will have hair already and the baby will have fingernails, long fingernails. But if it's a premature nine-month pregnancy, then it won't have hair. Most of the babies are born, they don't have hair. A lot of the babies are born, they don't have hair. But if it's a post-mature baby, we have nine babies. So the one of our babies was post-mature, a whole month post-mature. It was born after 10 months. Instead of 9 months, 10 months. So the baby, that baby sat up at a young age, talked at a young age, was born with fingernails and with hair. It's a fully developed baby. It was a 10-month pregnancy instead of being a 10-month pregnancy. So the Gemara said, if you have a 9-month pregnancy, how do you know? Is it a post-mature 7-month, so it's a bar kayoma, or is it a premature 9-month pregnancy, so it's an eifel? Gemara says, it depends. If nigmur tzaira b'tziparnov, does it have fingernails and doesn't have hair? If it has fingernails and hair, then you see it's a post-mature 7-month pregnancy. Yeah. So in Shulchan Aruch, they say they don't know what that means, a 7-month pregnancy. We in modern medicine, they only know about a 9-month pregnancy. So that's what the in the days of the Gemara, they assumed that a yoledes letisha, a 9-month pregnancy, ain't a yoledes lemikatoin. It's not going to be normal that she should give birth unless the whole ninth month is completed. You have a full 270 days of a pregnancy. The Rama says that Bismana says that's just not so. The Rama and Eben Ezra quotes Tshuvas HaTashbeitz. Tashbeitz was one of the late Rishonim, early Achronim. I think he lived in North Africa, maybe Algeria. I'm not sure. I think in Algeria. So the Tshuvas HaTashbeitz, Tshuvas HaRashbeitz, he says that was only Bizman HaGemar. But Bizman HaZeh, once the woman enters the ninth month, That's already considered normal. That's called kol alech hadoshev. That's kol alech hadoshev. One difference is, for example, is like this. Let's say a woman has a stillborn baby. So you don't observe avelas? The baby was never alive. What if the baby's born and he dies the very next day? Or he dies 2-3 weeks later? He didn't survive 30 days. So the Gemara says, if it was a full-term pregnancy, then it's avlad bar kayoma. So even if he dies the same day that he was born, you do observe avelas. He was a chai, and then he died. But you don't know if it's a full-term pregnancy. If you don't know if it's a full-term pregnancy, so then you have to wait till 30 days. So if the baby dies within 30 days, then you don't observe avelas. So by us, lahalocha lemaisa, that doesn't come up. You don't have to have, you don't need that she should be already 9 full months. If it was into the 9th month, she already finished 8 full months of pregnancy, 8 times 30 days, not 8 months on the Jewish calendar. Every other month is 29 days, every other month is 30 days. 8 full months of 30 days each. And she entered into the 9th month, there are more paskins la'alocha. That's called kol alech hadoshev. He said, nishtano hatvoim. Even on the days of the Gemara, that's considered like kol alech hadoshev, because your lettuce letisha, any your lettuce limikutoin, it's not normal that she should give birth if the 9th month wasn't completed. We assume that she is your lettuce limikutoin. So that's why today there would be avelus in such a case. A baby is born in the 9th month. She already entered into the 9th month after 8 full months of 30 days each. And then she entered the pregnancy into the 9th month. And then the baby is born alive. Baby's born dead. So he's never a bar kayama. But if the baby was born alive and he dies a day later, so then even though he dies within 30 days, there will be a din of avelus because it was considered a bar kayama. Yeah. So getting back again. So what's over here? So the original pasuk in Chumash, let's go again. The original pasuk in Chumash for Kamla with the Rab Minei is by the Mei Velotis. Says, if the woman doesn't live her life, the Uber was killed. If the woman doesn't die, then the one who caused the abortion, the one who caused the fetus to die, has to pay the mevalotis to the husband. That's the pasuk. However, if the woman dies, then you don't pay. Then you say, Kam Levi Rabbi. He said, the original pasuk of Kam Levi Rabbi is in Parshas Mishpatim, in connection with the din of the Mevelotis. And it says that Misa Patas from Mamet. And then there's Tana de Bechiskia. Ruba, the Ruba of the Tanoim agree with Tana de Bechiskia. Toises, Mavakama, and Ksuvis, they show that some Tanoim don't agree, but the Gemara assumes that the din is like Tana de Bechiskia. Tana de Bechiskia says, not only if you're actually getting the death penalty, even if it's chayvei misa shogegim, even if it's bizman hazeh, that we're not dandin in the fashas. If the fellow was mechal Shabbos in such a way that he deserves an einish misa, if he would have done it b'mezeh, he did it b'shogeg. Chayvei misa shogegim is also kam lebi derab menei. What's a din, whether malchus patas from mamon? So that's machleg zamei nachacham. So mei holds adam loike mishalem. There is no such din of kam lebi de rab minei that malka should pata from mamon. We don't paskin like Rab Meir. We paskin that just like misa patas from mamon, malka is also patas from mamon. But I say just like is not accurate. It's not just like misa patas from mamon, even if it's chayvei misa shogegim. That's tana de bechiskia. Even if theoretically he should have gotten misa, but malka is, that's a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, and we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says in the many disputes between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, we only pass like Reish Lakish in 3 cases. It's listed off in Yevamos Daf Lamed Vav. And this is not one of the 3 cases. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan that Chayvim Malkis Shogegim, there's no Kam Levi the Rabbi in it. Only if he actually gets the Malkis. But because theoretically he deserves Malkis, should have gotten Malkis, so you don't say Kam Levi the Rabbi in it. By Misa, that's Tanda Bechiskia, even Chavi Misa Shoigigim are also Potter, but Chavi Malki Shoigigim are Chayiv, there's no din of Kam Levi Rami. So now comes from the Chunya Berakonim, and the Chunya Berakonim holds that just like Sorv Gedisha Shel Chavera, the Shabbos is Kom Lebe de Rab Minei, so you don't pay Odom HaMazik, I burnt the next door neighbor's barn down. I Sorv Gedisha Shel Chavera. But if you burn it on Shabbos, it's Kom Lebe de Rab Minei, so that Misa Patas from Mammon, Shav Nuchid Ben HaKana holds, Hayosis Yom Kippurim Ki Shabbos. Even if you burn down the next door neighbor's barn on Yom Kippur also, Karis also Patas from Mammon. So now there's a question within Rab Nechunya Ben HaKana, that Karis Patas from Mammon, Karis Patas from Mammon, like Misa Patas from Mammon, that it's even B'Shogeg, Chavi Misa Shogegim, you also say Kom Levi Derab Minei. What about Chavi Krisa? We don't pass on like Rab Nechunya Ben HaKana. We don't accept his opinion. But what if one would have accepted the view of Rab Nechunya Ben HaKana, that Karis also Patas from Mammon, would it be the same as Misa, that even if it's B'shegeg, it also Patas from Mammon? Or would you say no? Koris Patas from Mammon, like Malkus Patas from Mammon. If it's B'mezit, if you really Chayv Koris, then it Patas from Mammon. But if he did, you have B'shegeg, so he's not Chayvim Krisis Shegegim, would not be Pturim and Atashlumen, because it would be Komle with the Raman Abraham, Nuchonim and Akonah, not Hayosis Yom Kippurim Kishabbos. No, Hayosis Yom Kippurim, like Koris is the same as Malkus. So it would only become Levi Derabim if you actually get the Koris. But if you did the Aver B'Shogeg, there wouldn't be Koris. So that's Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos on this daf, on Chof Tesam and Allah. So Rashi holds that there's only Rabbi Chunya Ben Akonah's din, that Koris Patas from Mammon is only if he did the Aver of Koris B'Mezid. He ate the chametz bePesach bMeizid, and he's actually chayv koris. But if he ate the chametz bePesach bShoygeg, and he's not chayv koris for eating the chametz, then there's no kam lebi derab minei. And Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and they say it's not correct. Here the Tosfos di b'masur Rab Nechunyahi, avagav da'ocha bShoygeg, because moal meil is only bShoygeg, nikom akom. Kaimolon kechiskiya tana bechiskiya d'omar chayvim misas shogigim pturim and atashlumim v'hu adin koris v'anuchonye ben hakane koris v'anuchonye ben hakane koris is the same as misa. So just like misa b'shogig, also tana bechiskiya applies. You apply kam lebi d'rabbanei even b'shogig. So koris is the same. That's what Tosfos says. And Rashi writes explicitly not so. And Tosfos kasha. Rashi writes no me'ila he did b'shogig. He didn't know that it was Hegdish, but he knows that it's Chametz. He knows that it's Chametz, and he's violating Chametz b'meizid, and he's Chayv Koris because of the Chametz. But the Me'ila b'Hegdish, he didn't realize that it was Hegdish, and that was B'shogeg. But Rashi holds that even according to Reb Nechudi Ben Akana, Hayosos Yom Kippurim Kishabbos is not Kishabbos. Hayosos Yom Kippurim, Koris is the same as Malkus. If you actually get the Koris, if he did the Avera b'meizid and he's Chayv Koris, then you'll say, Kom Levi Derab Minei. But if he violated the Avera of eating Chometz b'Shogeg and there's no Koris, then there won't be any Kom Levi Derab Minei. Yeah. So that's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos on the Daf. Yeah. Then Tosfos refers you to a long Tosfos. Man Yeshomim, Tosfos refers you to a Machlokes Abaye v'Rava in Eilun Iris. The Gemara has Machlokes within Rab Nechunya Ben HaKoneh. If the din would have been, the din is not like Rab Nechunya Ben HaKoneh. We don't pass like him, because the Mishnah Bava Kamma only has Serv Kedusha Shel Chaver B'Shabbos is Potter. Serv Kedusha Shel Chaver B'Yom Kippur, there's no such din. If he gets Malkus, then Malkus will Potter from Tashlumen. But if he doesn't get Malkus, then it won't Potter. It won't Potter. Even though this chorus, even though he did the Aver B'mezid in this chorus, we paskin chorus doesn't pat. So if you should assume, like the Rav Nechunya Ben HaKoneh, that chorus patas from Mammon, what would you say if there's Misa B'dei Shamayim? Would you say, so that's a machlokes Abaye v'Rava within Rav Nechunya Ben HaKoneh. We don't pass like Rav Nechunya Ben HaKoneh, so all machlokes is irrelevant. Yeah. So the opinion in the Gemara that not only chorus patas, but even Misa B'dei Shamayim also, what is that based on? So that's based on the Gzera Shava, Oynes, Oynes. Osen, Osen. What is that? Im Osen Yeh, Im Lo Yeh Osen. Onesh Yeh Onesh, Kashi Yoshe Sola Balo Isha. Im Lo Yeh Osen means if the woman doesn't, if the Isha Hara doesn't lose her life. The Uber lost its life. Im lo yasen anish anish kash yoshes ala balo isha v'nasam v'flilim, the one who caused the woman to lose the pregnancy has to pay the mevalotis. So the Loshan HaPasuk is Im lo yasen. So the word osan appears. And then when Yaakov Avinu refused to let Binyamin go with the brothers, when they said, Yosef won't sell us any more tvua unless we bring Binyamin. So he said, yo, he didn't want to let Binyamin go. He's afraid the osan will occur. So Gemara understands, osan does mean an accident can occur. If it's an accident, can occur at home also. The roof can fall down on top of me. I'm on the third floor here. The floor from the fourth floor can fall on me and I can get killed over here. And Osan, so why was Yaakov Avinu afraid to let Binyamin go? Ben Yikrenu Osan. Gemara says Osan means Misa B'dei Shamayim. And why was he afraid? So Misa B'dei Shamayim, maybe Binyamin did an aver for which he deserves Misa B'dei Shamayim. So he should be concerned even by bias. Why only on a highway? Because the Gemara says, because kol adrocha mecheska sakone, v'hasotam mekatreg mishasa sakone. So the sotam, they come to collect Binyamin's life, misa b'dei shamayim, because they're traveling on the highway, and kol adrocha mecheska sakone. So that's how the one opinion in the Gemara, I don't remember whether it's Abaye or Rava, because the whole thing is irrelevant, because we don't pass like I'm nechonim in akone. But the whole machlok is on the assumption that the din is like Ram Nechonim and Akone, that Kori's patas from Tashlumei Mammon. So would you say Misa B'dei Shamayim also patas from Tashlumei Mammon or not? So that's a machlok is Abaye v'Rava, when the Misa B'dei Shamayim also. So the opinion in the Gemara, the Misa B'dei Shamayim also is covered with Kam Lebe D'Rabim, because it is Kzeri Shavah, Osan, Osan. Because Yaakov Avinu was afraid to let Binyamin go, Pen Yukrenu Osan. And also means Misa B'dei Shamayim, because Asot Mekatrik B'Shas HaSakona, and all the highways call Adrach Mecheska Sakona. That's why we have Tfilas Aderech. Why do you offer Tfilas Aderech when you're traveling on a highway? Because it's a Tfilah B'Eis Tzora, because we assume call Adrach Mecheska Sakona. So whenever you're B'Eis Tzora, then the Ramban holds a Tfilah B'Chol Yom once a day, every day is only the Rabbanon. That we daven three times a day, everything davening is only the Rabbanan. So Rabban says, when is tefillah deraisa? Tefillah b'yeis tzara is deraisa. So even according to the Rambam, he also agrees that the yisoid of tefillah is b'yeis tzara. But Rabbi Soloveitchik used to say, the Rambam holds that the human condition is so fragile, human beings are always b'yeis tzara. Human beings are always b'sakona. You may lose your wealth, you may lose your health, may lose your shalom bayis, whatever you have, you may lose it overnight. People lose everything. People lose everything overnight. So the Rambam also agrees that there's a concept of tefillah b'yeis tzara. That's what tefillah saderech is all about. It's a tefillah b'yeis tzara. That's what Rabbi Soloveitchik said. Originally, when he used to travel back and forth from New York to Boston and from Boston to New York, he used to say tefillah saderech all the time, because he used to go by, by train or by... And then when he first started going by plane, he was also. But then he got so used to it, he wasn't nervous at all. So if you're traveling on a highway, you're not nervous at all. So you can't say kol adrocha mecheska sakana if you don't even sense any sakana at all. It's such a smooth ride, you don't sense any sakana. That's like the Gemara has Shem Epsayim Hashem. If there's a suffix sakana that's nowhere near 50-50, and the person, he personally is not nervous about it. So if he personally is not nervous, then it's not called the suffix sakana. So that's what Rabbi Soloveitchik thought, that when you go traveling on a highway, kol adrach mecheska sakana, even if you're a careful driver, but there are other drunken drivers who are driving on the highway, they can kill you, they can crash into you. But if you go by plane and you go by train and you're so used to it, some people commute every day from New Jersey to New York, they can do it in their sleep, practically, and they're not nervous at all. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, if you're not nervous at all about it, you're so used to it, then you shouldn't say Tfilas Aderech. This concept, Kol Adrach Mecheska Sakana, shouldn't apply. Yeah, so what does the Gemara say? So there's a Braise the Gemara is going to prove that v'hadabei Rav Acha bar Yankev mehahi. Rav Acha bar Yankev originally thought that Rabbi Yudah holds chemtza shal akum is muta b'achila on Pesach. Why? Because just like there's no bal yiroah shalachirim, just like yalef sar deriya misar yalef sar d'achila misar deriya, just like there's no bal yiroah on chemtza shal akum shalcholi atarai aval hadarai shalachirim. If it belongs to an akum, there's no bal yiroah. So too, there's no isar achila chemtza shal akum. That was what he said originally. Then he backed out. So we're starting the Gemara. Gemara is going to say, why did he back out? Gemara says, me'ahi detanya, because there's a braisa. So the braisa has a machlok satanim, a person, somebody donated a loaf of chametz zigebret to Hegdish, and then before Pesach, Hegdish puts it in the freezer, and then there's no bali rabbi matzah. If it belongs to Hegdish, there's no bali rabbi matzah. Then the yeshiva has chametz. So this whoever's in charge of the kashrus in the kitchen, make sure that they sell the chametz. Who does the chametz belong to? It belongs to a Jewish tzedakah organization. It belongs to the yeshiva. Yeshiva is not a person. It's an institution. It's an organization, but it's a Jewish organization. So even though it's not a human being, we say all the dinim apala. Let's say the yeshiva will lend beribis. There are people who die, and they leave a big Yerusha, they leave millions of dollars to the yeshiva, that the yeshiva should lend the money to the students on the low interest rates that the federal government has. The same low interest rates. So they can't lend the money to Jewish students because they're not allowed to lend beribis deraisa. If it be ribis derabbanan, that says in Shulchan Aruch, a tzedakah organization is permitted to lend beribis derabbanan. But a tzedakah organization is not allowed to lend beribis deraisa. So the yeshiva always sees to it that it should only be ribis derabbanan. Shouldn't be ribis deraisa. Yeah. But the issur ribis is only on Jewish people. The yeshiva is an institution. It's not a person. So in Machmer, that's a tshuvas harashba, that it's a Jewish tzedakah organization shouldn't violate ribis deraisa. So that's why we're makbid. The yeshiva shouldn't violate by rabbi matzah. It's not a person. There's no human being. There's nobody violating Bal Yorah by Matzah, but still, just like my makbid not to violate Ribis Deraisa, so my makbid not to violate Bal Yorah by Matzah. But Hegdish, there is no such concern. Hegdish doesn't have to sell the chametz before Pesach. So we're talking somebody donated a loaf of bread, chametz to give bread to Hegdish. Hegdish has it in the freezer. They're going to auction it off to the highest bidder, but it comes Pesach. So someone comes into the Beis HaMikdash by mistake, he eats this bread that's in the freezer. Oichel chametz, what happened over here in the Hamon? Oichel chametz shall hegdish b'moyed, and he ate the chametz b'shegeg. Maybe he knew it's chametz, maybe he ate the chametz b'mezid. That's how Rashi says, he was mezid on the chametz and shegeg on the hegdish part. But the hegdish was b'shegeg. So there's a machlek ha'tanayim, where the mo'al aloy mo'al, what's the shayla? Man, why should there be a machlek? The Gemara says, ha'shayla of kom lebi d'rab minei. If you all like Ram Nechunyi ben Akoneh, the fella ate chametz b'pesach b'mezid, so he's chayiv kareis. According to Tosfos, even if he ate the chametz b'shoigeg, he ate it b'shoigeg, just like there's a din of Tana de Becheskia, chayiv emis b'shoigegim is also come lebi derab minei, so chayiv kareis b'shoigeg is also going to become lebi derab minei. That's the shayla Rashi and Tosfos here. So if you're like Rabbi Nechunya ben Akoneh, then you say come lebi derab minei, you don't have to pay kerem b'chaymish. And if you hold like the Rabbanan, that's what Rabbi Yechanan says. Who is Man Yesham? Why does one Tana say Loi Moal? He says that's Rabbi Nechunya ben Akoneh. The first Tana says Moal is the Loker Rabbi Nechunya ben Akoneh. Because you don't say Kom Levi the Rabbinay, so he has to pay the Kerem Chemish. And according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akoneh, he say Kom Levi the Rabbinay, and he doesn't, is Loi Moal. So that's what Tosis is bothered with Akasha. Tosis is bothered with Akasha. Take a look at the Tosis Dibra Masa Reb Nechunyahi. So they quote a Gemara Shabbos Daf Tzadik Dalet. The Gemara has a case. Hamoitzi Oichlim, a person carries on Shabbos into the Rishus Arabim. He carries a kli, and the kli has food in it. Hamoitzi Oichlim b'kli. Shogag b'oichlim ehizid b'kli. He thought that just like on Yontif, you're allowed to carry food, Oichlim nevish mutter, he thought that on Shabbos, you're allowed to carry food also. He thought that there's a heter echon nevish, but he knows that you're not allowed to carry the basket. He carried the food in a container. So he's chayiv misa. What does it say? He's at alakli. Shagag ba'ichlam. He thought that it's mutter to carry food on Shabbos. He thought there's a heterochnai. He's at the kli. He knows you're not allowed to carry the biscuit that the bread is in. So chayiv aloch and chatas v'alakli skila. He's chayiv misa. Mechal Shabbos b'meizit is chayiv skila. He's chayiv skila for carrying the kli because he knew that that was bavera, and he's chayiv chatas for carrying. He's chayiv chatas for carrying the food. That was b'shoyge. So Tosis asks, why don't you say, come lebi the rabbinay, since he's chayiv misa for carrying the kli, so let him be potter from chatos on the oichlim that he carried b'shoigig. So the tirates, who's the bala Tosis? Who asked this? The Rivo. The Rivo asks, you see, why is he chayiv misa and korban simultaneously? Why doesn't the chayiv misa on carrying the kli potter the chayiv korban of the tirates? Kevin, no. He gave the answer before. Amma kam lebi the rabbinay leipata mi korban on the third the line in the Tosis. So they have very narrow lines and they have the wider lines. And the third wider line in the Tosis b'masar am nuchunya. So he says, Alma, what do you see from the Gemara? Kam lebi the rabbinay leipata mi korban. It doesn't pater from a korban. So why does it say over here? Loi moal, he doesn't have to bring Hashem the ilus. Why? Because Kamalevi the Rabbanim does not pater from korbanos. That's what you see from the Gemara Shabbos Daf Tzadik Dalet. So Tesis, in the previous Tesis, they're assuming like that. The Kamalevi the Rabbanim doesn't pater from korban because it's kapara. So Tesis assumes that Tesis has this in other mesichtes based on Gemaras. There are three types of tashlumei mamon. Sometimes there's mamon, sometimes there's knas, and sometimes there's kapara. Take for example, I stole $1,000 from my next door neighbor. I put my hand into the mattress and I took out $1,000. They have money stuffed in the mattress, so I take out $1,000. So that's mamon. I have to pay back the $1,000. That's mamon. That's not knas. I have to pay keren the kefil. I have to pay twice as much. I have to pay. If Tavach HaMoch, I have to pay Dalet Behei, I pay Shloshim Shalevid, or something like that. So that's when you Mishalim Yosem Imashi Izik, that's called Knas. So there are differences between Mamon and Knas. Main difference, Moedib Knas is Potter, Moedib Mamon is Hodos, Baldin Kameirim Dami Yuachayif. So there's Mamon and there's Knas. And then there's a third type of Tashlumen, Kaifer. If the Shoah Muad kills an Odom, so the Baal Hashor, Im Kaifer Yushal Salav, if a show amud kills an adam, then you pay koifa. If a show tam kills an adam, you don't pay at all. The Gemara has maybe there's one tana who thinks that you pay chatzi koifer, like a show tam beis chatzi nezik, but we don't hold like that tana. There may or may not be a tana who holds that you pay show tam is mishalim chatzi koifer paragas adam, but we don't accept that opinion. So koifer is only if the show amud kills an adam. So the Gemara says kufra kapara. When the Baal Ashor has to pay Kaifer, when the Shoah Amud killed an Adam, that's a Bechina of Kapur. What do you gain by labeling it as Kapur? It's not Mammon and it's not Knas, it's Kapur. There are three categories of Tashlumen. There's Mammon, there's Knas, and Kapur. What's the difference, Kapur? So we usually speak about this. There's six, seven differences. One difference is that Mammon and Knas, you need two Eidim. Kapur, Eid Echad is Neman, because it's considered Isurim. It's considered east of the head. What's another difference? That Tosis says in the previous Tosis, they quote from the Mishnah and Trumas, Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, that the Zar Sheochal Truma B'Shegig has to give Kerem V'Chaimish and Tashlumen Nasim Truma. He can't make out a check. He can't, let's say he drank a cup of wine. He didn't realize the wine was Truma, and he's not a kohen. He's not allowed to drink the wine. So he has to. He can't pay money. Kerem v'chaimish has to give davar haroi leis kodesh. He has to give wine. If he drank wine, he has to give wine of chulin. If he ate potatoes, he has to give potatoes of chulin. When he gives it over to the kohen, then at tashlum and that pachem liyos truma, then it becomes truma. Yeah. So Tosis says the zar she'ochal truma b'shegeg, that tashlumen is kapara. Why does he need a kapar? Because a zar shachal truma b'mezid would be misa b'dei shamayim. So the zar shachal truma b'shegig needs a kapara. he did an avera b'shegig, which is so serious an avera. If he would have violated the avera b'mezid, he would have been chayv nisa b'dei shamayim. Azar karev yumos. That's by azar does avoda. But azar she'achal is also says yumos. Azar she'achal truma is also nisa b'dei shamayim. Yeah. So Tesis quotes the Mishnah that hazar she'achal truma b'shegig. So the Kohen wants to be Michael. The Kohen, I ate your truma. You're a Kohen and you had truma and I ate it b'shegeg. So you cannot be Michael. So Tosis builds out a yisoid from that zar shochal truma b'shegeg, the tashlumin is kapara, because he needs a kapara, because he did such an aver hamura. If he would have done it b'mezid, would have b'chayim misa b'dei shamayim. So now that he did it b'shegeg, he needs a kapara. So the tashlumin of the Karen v'chaimish is the kapara, so it doesn't lend itself to mechila. It's like leking tefillin. I need a kapara. So you're not a balabas to be a mecha. It's not a chiyuk. Mamin eknas is a chiyuk ben adam machaveira. So you have a right. You're the balabas to be a mecha. I owe you the money. He said, you forgot your mecha. But you can't be mecha kapara. Let's say, Shor HaMuad killed an Adam, and the Baal HaShor has to pay Koifer, and the Yerushim say, we don't need the money. We don't want the money. That's not right. They can't say, we don't want the money. The other fellow won't get the kapara. You're not a Baal HaBas to be Meichel. What else? Taisa says, Mechila doesn't help, and Kam Levi the Rabbani doesn't apply. So they proved Kam Levi Rabbani. They proved from the Gemara in Shabbos Tzadik Dalet, he carried Eichlin Bekli, Hizid Ala Kli, Vishogag Ala Eichlin. He thought that it's mutter to carry food in the street, just like Yom Tov, Eichel Nevesh, he thought Shabbos also. Food is mutter to carry. But the basket that he carried the bread in, that he knew that he's doing wrong. So he's chayv misan carrying the kli, and he's chayv chatas on carrying the food. I want to say, come lebi the rabbine. So this is proof in that Alma, come lebi the rabbine, doesn't pata from a carbon. So in the previous day, they say, why doesn't it pata from a carbon? Because the carbon is kapara. So not only kapara, not only carbon, if you zar she'achal truma b'shegeg is also kapara, so kam levi the rabbani wouldn't pater by zar she'achal truma b'shegeg either. So these are several of the differences between kapara. On the one hand, there are three different types of tashlum imamin. There's mamin, there's knas, and there's kapara. So by kapara, you don't say kam levi the rabbani, and mechila doesn't help, and ain kapara lameisim. And Eirechot is Nemon. And there are more differences. There are more differences. So Tosis is bothered with the kasha over here. If Kam Levi the Rabbinei doesn't apply, Kam Levi the Rabbinei doesn't apply to Koifer because Kufra Kapara, and Kam Levi the Rabbinei doesn't apply to Zar she'achal truma b'shegeg, because that's also kapara. So Mila behegdish, isn't that also kapara? So how can the Gemara say the Yeshamim loy mual man Yeshamim nechuni ben akone, that kores patas from tashlumen, just like misa patas kores patas? So you say Kam Levi the Rabbinei. What do you mean kores patas from paying kerem v'chaimesh? Isn't the kerem v'chaimesh kapara? The Torah says, no, it's not kapara. It's not kapara. Zar she'achal truma b'shegeg is kapara. And kerem v'chaimish by moel behegdish is midin gzeila. That's a chiddush. It's midin gzeila. It's not for the purpose of kapara. The chi of Hashem me'ilos is for kapara. But the chi of the pay, the kerem v'chaimish, that's midin gzeila. He stole the mamon hegdish. And it's mamon. It's not knas. And it's not kapara, it's mammon, it's a chiyuv mammon. So that's why Tosis, that's why the dinu kam levi the rabbinei does apply. Ram Chunya Merakana holds that koris patas from tashlumen. So the fact that the fellow ate hegdish that was chametz, but Pesach he ate the chametz, so it's koris because of the chametz. That makes kam levi the rabbinei doesn't have to pay the Kerem V'chaimish, because the Kerem V'chaimish is not kapara, it's mamayna, it's midin gzeila. Yeah, but why is loy moal? Loy moal means he doesn't have to bring the Hashem me'ilos. A korban Hashem, that's for sure kapara. To come live with the rabbi, he doesn't pata from the korban. So that's what the Tosis answers. Yeah, what does Tosis say? V'tirets, the last two lines of the Tosfos is from Nechunyahi. So the Rivoa asked Akasha. You see from the Gemara in Shabbos Tarek Dalet that you don't say Kam Levi Derabine the Pata from a carbon. So how come over here it says Kam Levi Derabine Patas not only from the Kerem V'chaimesh, because Kerem V'chaimesh is not Kapara. Kerem V'chaimesh Be'ezar She'achal Truma B'shegig, that's Kapara. But Kerem V'chaimesh by Mel Behegdish is Tashlum Eimamen. So that Kam Levi Derabine cancels. But why does it cancel the Osham? So that's what Tosis answers. But Tirates, the answer is, Kevin the Potom and Kerem V'chaimish, come, let me die and pat as the Kerem V'chaimish. Potanam in Bekam, Shein Osham Me'il is Bo, Hashem Me'il is only comes Zela, Kishesh Kerem V'chaimish. Come, let me die and pat as Kerem V'chaimish. And there's no Kerem V'chaimish, then there's no Hashem Me'il. But it doesn't really pat the come, let me die. Ramani doesn't pat the directly from the Chiyav Hashem Me'il. Come, let me die and pat the from the Kerem V'chaimish. And Me'ila, whenever you don't pay Kerem V'chaimish, there's no din of bringing Hashem Me'il. Yeah, these are important dinim. This is Tosfos in quite a few masichtas. The beginning of the Tosfos had, maybe we'll do it a little bit tomorrow. It's important. You read the beginning of the long Tosfos, Manye Shomer Amnechunye. You have a whole complicated kasha. So it's important just to know the calculation that they have. Okay, Belina, tomorrow we'll give Shir the regular time at 1:15. Okay, very good.